It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on what's happening in Southern Marin. I'm going to report on one Power to the People event and two reports, one national and one local, but both with application to Southern Marin. The overall message is that you can and you should have a voice in local government. At the end of the show, I will suggest ways you can exercise a voice regarding some important issues facing Southern Marin. The Power to the People event was the 5-0 decision last week by the Marin County Board of Supervisors to delay designation of the Strawberry area as a planned development area for purposes of the planned Bay Area. That's a lot of areas. The residents of Strawberry had long been petitioning the Board of Supervisors to take this step, but had been stonewalled by their elected officials. Proponents of Plan Bay Area spoke in favor of the Strawberry Plan Development Area at the Board of Supervisors meeting, but the voices and resident numbers far favored the delay. So while this is far from a final victory, the Board of Supervisors' vote clearly supports the idea that the people can have a say in their local government. The first report of note was submitted by a consultant hired by the city of Sausalito to assist the Marinship Steering Committee. This report was essentially a summary of an online survey and interviews of interested residents, property owners, and the members of the task force themselves. The common thread running through the comments of all responders was that the marine industry was an important element to keep in the Marinship, that the area should not be overly developed, and, for lack of a better word, the funkiness of the Marinship should be retained. If you have been a regular listener to the show, you will know that I have already predicted that the ultimate decision of this task force will be to increase the density and allowable uses, specifically higher rise residential, in the Marinship. But if you read the summary of the task force members' comments, it would appear they want to retain much of the current use and ambiance of the Marinship and not allow overdevelopment. Call me cynical, but I still hold fast to my prediction. Only time will tell. The other report was published by the Society of Actuaries and addresses the need for more open and transparent disclosure by government bodies regarding their pension obligations to their employees. The Society chartered a Blue Ribbon Commission to examine the government's pension issue. The Commission's report reaches two important conclusions. The current approach to reporting the government pension obligations is both understating the liability and is not transparent. And the use of discount rates to calculate pension obligations based on historical performance has less value than applying current market conditions and projections of future performance. The old joke is that actuaries are people who did not have the personalities to become accountants. By means of this report, the actuaries have proven themselves intelligent and willing to make a stand. Of course, it's true that the new government accounting standards are going to apply this market-based methodology to fiscal year 2015 budgets, so that actuaries are not exactly cutting edge with their conclusions. So what should you do? First, take heart that the people can have an impact on local government. Good going, Strawberry. Second, don't rest on your laurels. The Board of Supervisors have already announced plans to educate the Strawberry residents on the value of a planned development area in the vicinity of the Strawberry Shopping Center. So the war is not over. If you care about the future of the Marinship, keep watch that the Commission is steering for a recommendation to the City Council consistent with the sentiment expressed in the survey and the interviews. If you want to avoid nasty surprises like Detroit, or more locally, Stockton and San Bernardino, demand your local government accurately and clearly report government employee pension and retiree health insurance liabilities. And if you have ever considered running for political office, now is a time not to be shy. Well, That's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant at radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.